Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce cost and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/strange. 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 I'm Laura Norton, and this is One Strange Thing, the show where we search the nation's news archives for stories that can't quite be explained. Makeup, jewelry, caviar, even blue jeans. Depending on where you live, you can buy just about anything from a vending machine. Whether you drop in a few quarters or tap your cell phone on a scanner, impulse buys await in our world of endless convenience. And the vending machines of the 21st century are marketed on their ability to individualize, to tailor-make your own product, your own soda, or pizza, or coffee, perfectly made for you and your social media feed. In a world where you can custom make a concoction from 125 flavors of Coke Freestyle, there's something downright charming about a vending machine from the 1970s or 1980s. Its boxy square design, maybe some wood paneling or some dinged up metal siding. There would be big scratched buttons offering 4 or 5 or maybe 6 flavors, often without an option to insert dollars. So you'd put in 2 quarters and you might get a new Coke or a Tab or even a wild cherry Pepsi, ice cold. In Seattle, Washington, there was such a machine, not unique in its age, but perhaps in its circumstances. Since at least the mid-1990s, a lone soda machine had stood on East John Street in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. It sat on the edge of a sidewalk, backed up against the ramp to a business called Broadway Locksmith, and edged on either side by a thin strip of grass. It seems that the soda machine sat there as grunge blossomed in Seattle and through the turn of a new century. In each decade, it offered ice-cold cans of soda in an unlikely spot, $8 bills and accumulated graffiti that was occasionally wiped clean. It was a vending machine. Nothing worth writing a dozen or so articles about. Except for one strange thing. In 2014, press outlets became aware of something neighborhood residents had known for decades. Though the soda machine on East John Street was always stocked and promptly repaired, no one was sure who owned it, or who filled it with merchandise, or when. Although the machine ran off electricity from the Broadway Locksmith shop, the owners always insisted that they had nothing to do with it. The Seattle Times tried to solve this mystery in 2014, but they were told that there was no ownership paperwork on file with the city. And from the mid-1990s until 2014, there was one other oddity. 2 of the 6 buttons were marked mystery in a paper cutout font surrounded by big question marks. Some locals said that there had only been one mystery button back in the 90s and that the second hadn't appeared until the 21st century. But they mostly agreed on one thing. When you press those mystery buttons, you were in for a surprise. According to outlets like Vice, the Seattle Times, and Curbed, those two buttons dispensed unusual drinks, limited edition, hard to find, or even discontinued sodas. And there were regional favorites too, not necessarily limited to the Pacific Northwest. On Reddit, users reported receiving everything from Pineapple Fanta to Cheerwine to Raspberry Nest Tea. Others had heard of people getting things like the long-discontinued Crystal Pepsi. A blogger named Carl Smallwood wrote that customers had received cans of bubblegum-flavored Diet Hubba Bubba, or Pepsi AM, a product that was discontinued in 1990. Where were these hard-to-come-by soft drinks coming from, and who was going to the trouble of getting them? The odd buttons, the unclear ownership, the obscure brands. It was enough to make the vending machine a local landmark. Either called the mystery soda machine or the haunted soda machine, it whirred away for years, entertaining locals who idly guessed at its ownership or who maintained it, or, less seriously, whether it was magically replenishing itself. Throughout those years, the locksmith store continued to claim ignorance. A local here or there would say that they'd see a truck pull up in the early hours of the morning to stock the mystery machine, but no real proof materialized. Over the years, the price of drinks went up from 50 cents to 75, but other than the addition of a padlock, the mystery soda machine remained unchanged. But as tech and startup culture changed the feel and look of Seattle, so social media shifted the narrative of the mystery soda machine. A seemingly official Facebook page popped up for the machine around 2011, and soon there was a Twitter account too. And digital news articles followed. Maybe journalists were tracking Reddit posts or looking for local feature stories that they could expand on. Sometime in 2014, Vice picked up the story, and they leaned heavily on that haunted angle. And soon, a half dozen more articles followed. Then there was a short documentary and a BuzzFeed spot, and then the mystery soda machine was famous, maybe to the detriment of its own legend. Amidst this heightened exposure, the two mystery buttons became six. Customers could no longer choose between a surprise or a sure thing like a Coke or a Sprite or, God forbid, a Pepsi. Unless they wanted to bring a few rolls of quarters, they'd have to be content with what fate dealt. And some weren't happy. They wanted the option to choose their flavors. And according to various Seattle Reddit threads, it was at this point that the mystery soda machine was suspected of buying in to its own hype. Even so, it became a fixture on Instagram, where scores of smiling visitors and locals posted their faces next to those six mystery buttons, holding up cans of Hawaiian Punch or Fresca. As the world's premier streaming service for horror, thriller, and supernatural content, Shudder is spooky 24/7, 365. Just because Halloween has come and passed doesn't mean that the scares don't continue. Sign up for Shudder and get access to the largest collection of acclaimed horror movies and series streamed right to your favorite devices. I am a huge fan of Italian horror, so I am very excited that the Mario Bava collection is coming to Shudder on November 23rd. And you can also look forward to Blood Vessel, out November 5th, and Leap of Faith, William Friedkin on The Exorcist, on November 19th. And you don't have to wait for great entertainment. You can check out the Shudder original series Creepshow's animated special, and Scare Me, starring Josh Rubin, Aya Cash, and Chris Redd, right now. There's something for every horror lover on Shudder. They have a unique collection of exclusive and original films and series, horror classics, and blockbuster hits. There are new spine-tingling thrillers, international horror movies, and modern favorites added weekly. And you can stream great thrillers, horror, and suspense for $5.99 a month or $56.99 a year. Shudder has the largest, fastest-growing, human-curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. We like to think of it as the Netflix of horror. You'll have unlimited access to stream ad-free on all your favorite devices, including iPhones, Android devices, Amazon Fire TV, and much more. Get started streaming the best horror, thriller, and supernatural content. Shudder's expertly curated collection includes titles like the acclaimed Tigers Are Not Afraid, One Cut of the Dead, and the Creepshow TV series produced by Greg Nicotero and based on the famous films by George Romero. To try Shudder free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com, that's S-H-U-D-D-E-R, and use promo code STRANGE. To try Shudder free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com, S-H-U-D-D-E-R, and use promo code STRANGE. Time passed. Eventually, Seattle imposed a new soda tax, and the price rose again, this time to a dollar. After the mystery soda machine rose to prominence, its legend was spoiled a little when pictures of a couple filling it began to circulate. Then there was a photo of a different man, shot from above, stalking the machine too. And then more speculation, this time about the locksmith shop again. They had to be involved, right? By early summer of 2018, the mystery soda machine was in danger of losing its, well, mystery. So it pulled off one final trick. It disappeared. According to the Seattle Times, the machine vanished sometime between late Friday night on June 17th and early morning on June 18th. In its place, there was a note, quote, wrapped around a metal pipe in front of the locksmith shop where the machine had stood for at least 20 years. All the note said was, went for a walk. When baffled fans checked Facebook, they saw another message on the mystery soda machine's page. Quote, going for a walk, need to find myself. Maybe take a shower even. When Seattle Times reporters contacted the owners of Broadway Locksmith, which was closed on weekends, they said they hadn't heard about the disappearance. One worker told reporter Paige Cornwell that the machine was, quote, wired in and would be, quote, difficult to move. Soon, pictures appeared on Facebook. The mystery soda machine photoshopped into all kinds of scenes. From a trip to the Space Needle to a romp in the forest, the vending machine was living its best life. But there were no hints as to why exactly it had disappeared or when it would be back. There were certainly theories. Carl Smallwood reported that in the weeks before its disappearance, the machine had been broken. It was taking quarters but not dispensing drinks. And Reddit users pointed toward the photos of the covert restockings and claimed that a reporter had staked out the site for a few days, hoping for a scoop. So maybe that explains the disappearance. Maybe the whole thing just wasn't fun anymore. We can add at least one thing to the discussion. When one strange thing took a look through Google Earth photos of the locksmith shop, we noticed something else. At one point after its disappearance, the sidewalk where the mystery soda machine once sat had been torn out. So there had been major construction that would have necessitated that move. But with the construction over, why hasn't the machine returned? Maybe the pressure of fame was too much. Maybe it became difficult to acquire cans of rare soda or too hard to maintain their supply. Perhaps all of the people bent on exposing the truth had frightened off its owners. But maybe, just maybe, there is light at the end of the carbonated tunnel. Because after nearly a year of silence, the mystery soda machine has recently posted on its Facebook page. On October 19th, 2020, the following update appeared. Maybe I should make my way home, but I'm not so sure that I want to be touched. It seems that even possibly supernatural machines have had a difficult year. But fans were ecstatic to receive this communique. The comments poured in quickly. At least 35 longtime followers chimed in with their support. Everyone was encouraging, with comments like, come home, we'll respect your privacy.
You're the hero we need, but don't deserve.
Come home. We promised to use gloves.
There's a change shortage, and nobody's got any.
Home is where the heart soda is. And perhaps our favorite.
Mystery soda machine goes walkabout, and the world starts falling apart. Coincidence?
It might be that the fans are right, and it's high time that the soda machine makes its way home. Maybe, to cap off 2020, we can all promise not to try and spoil the fun, and we can just let that mystery ride. We hope you'll join us next time for another real-life story from the fine print of America's local papers. From the lives of regular people, just like you and me, except for one strange thing. Oh, and strangers. One Strange Thing is an entirely independent production. To support the show and to hear more of the entirely true and enticingly peculiar, join us over on Patreon. There you'll get ad-free early releases of our regular episodes, a full-length bonus episode every month, and plenty of other fun content. We hope you'll check it out. Please stay tuned for a moment to hear a promo from one of our favorite shows. We hope you'll give them a listen.
You've heard the stories of bloody murder and horrendous homicide. But what about the rest of the crimes people fall victim to every day? What about the forensic chemist who falsified evidence? Or the con man who pretended to be a surgeon? What happened to the rich men who kidnapped an entire bus of children? Who are the fraudsters, arsonists, bank robbers, drug lords, and more? I'm Lindsay, the host of Mugshot. Mugshot is a true crime podcast that brings you the non-murderous crimes you didn't know you needed to hear. Season 2 started in January of 2019, so come and join me by searching for Mugshot on your favorite podcatcher. Until then, stay out of trouble, or you may end up pictured in your very own mugshot.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.